You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Fromhold, and I'm your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have a lot of great stuff for you this evening. A little later on in the show, we're going to hear from former Daytonian, now New York filmmaker Eric Mahoney. He has a brand new documentary coming out called North Dixie Drive. We're going to talk with Eric and get the scoop on this film in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But before we get to that, we have some guests here in the studio. They were with us about this time last year, about a year ago. They are Sohio. They're going to be playing at Peaches. We're going to tell you all about it, but first, let's hear a live track from them.
You get mad, some girls are not right. I had an negative reaction to that stuff last night. So frustrated, lost my mind. The doctor said, "Man, it's about time." Oh, now it's about time. Pick up the medicine, girl. I'm not right. I had a negative reaction to that stuff last night. The time is so frustrating, I lost my mind. The doctor said, "Amen, it's about time." Oh, it's about time.
That's Sohio live in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to hear some more live tunes from them and chat with them about their upcoming shows, new material, all that good stuff when we return here on Kaleidoscope. Right now, let's hear a track from their album Money and Love. This is actually, interestingly enough, the first Sohio song I ever heard. It's called Speckled Dust.
Thank you.
Columbus, Ohio, doing a track called Speckled Dust that's off of Money and Love. And we are very happy to have the band here in the studio. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Welcome back to half of you, I'd say. Some of you have been here with me before, and some of you, this is your very first time here in the studio. Very happy to have you all here. So let me start out by asking you guys, what have you been up to since last spring?
Wow.
Next question.
It's over.
Recording.
And writing.
Writing a lot of new songs and recording some of those new songs.
Some of those. So do you think you're going to have a new album soon, like maybe this summer? Or
most def.
Excellent, excellent. Is this is it all basically new material that you've written in the past year, or is it, you know, some older stuff that you've been working on and revamping, or a little bit of both? Or
I think there's like one or two songs that are new, or I mean old. The rest of them are all new. We got like 12 songs right now.
Yeah, well, our first session we did in the studio was in August.
Of ten.
It's 2011. So,
and then we just finished up with some more stuff. So
it's been
the last 6 or 7.
Okay. So it's been kind of an ongoing process. You didn't just like go in the studio for like a couple days and just knock them all out and that's done. You've been sort of an evolving process.
Yeah, definitely.
Constantly working on it.
We work on a lot at home now, so
recording at home?
Yeah, we're slowly learning what we're doing, so we're able to record at the studio and then really play with it a lot for a lower per hour rate.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you like the freedom that offers you to be able to do some recording at home?
Yeah, absolutely. It allows us to do some crazy stuff that we wouldn't want to spend time in the studio and spend money in the studio doing, and just see how it turns out, see if we like it or not, and then kind of go from there. So
yeah, I mean, we record every practice. You know, Mark makes tons of demos that often turn into songs that we use. So it's opened up
some for the musical
wide range of opportunities for us.
Excellent. So it's kind of changed. Or has it changed the way that you guys write songs, or the way that songs sort of evolve from their initial form when you put them together to the final recorded version?
I think you can do more spontaneous because you're recording it, so you can kind of go back and say, what was it that was so great about that?
Well, and I think
try and recapture it.
With us, when we got together all those years ago, we had this initial, we had already brought some songs from what we were doing before, and then we had an initial burst of songwriting. We had all these songs. We made the Money and Love album, and then on the second album, we even used some of those first songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think.
Because they were still just what we thought good songs that we hadn't recorded on an album yet. But this album's pretty much all written within at least the last couple years.
Yeah.
That's kind of saying a lot for us.
Do you find that between, you know, the two albums you have done and this next album that you're releasing, has your writing style or even your playing style changed or evolved?
We've gotten better, I think. I think writing songs and stuff, it's been getting easier, and we find it's we're into recording a lot of like demos and stuff at home, and then the trick is to go into the studio and try to catch that same inspiration of the track, which doesn't always happen. That's the tough part about it, because then you're left with, oh, it doesn't sound as good as the demo does. But
yeah,
and it's so we lose some songs when it comes to that, like, you know, some songs just won't sound as good as they originally did. And so we move on. You know, we have plenty of material to work off of.
Or it sounds too good. Like.
Well, I think that's the thing. I think that the album after this one, it might be a little different. It might not be so... It may be all just demos, but this one, this third album is strictly a studio album, and it sounds like a studio album. So that's what we're going for.
The demo songs are like, you have an ugly kid, and everybody thinks your kid's ugly, but it's your kid, and it's beautiful. It's hard to let go of that.
Well, if you were to do an album of, you know, demos and more raw material, mm-hmm. is that hard putting that out there? You know, putting sort of, you know, this really organic thing that you came up in practice or whatever.
It is for Sohio because, like, a lot of the demos and stuff, it doesn't have everybody on the tracks. That, you know, for, like, each song or all the songs incorporate everybody. But like an individual song, it won't have BJ on it, or it'll just have Evan and I on it, or you know Royce and Chavez on it. So, you know, that might come into play. Like, you know, the album will be different because each song has its own. It's not all. We don't incorporate everybody on each song.
Well, and one thing as far as putting it out, you know, we're all like Ween fans and Guided by Voices, and you know a lot of those bands that put out a high volume of stuff, and it's not so much. You have to get it. In other words, I mean, some of the stuff we record at home, it's quirky. It's like, but we get it and we like it. It's like some people, you're like, are they gonna get what we're trying to do here?
A little over the top.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah, but then, it's supposed to sound.
And like that's that. Another thing too, is like some of the demos we would never play out live. You know what I'm saying? It's just you can't do it.
We can't do rap live.
We shouldn't do rap
it
live.
It goes from R&B to Disney, our demo collection. So how's that?
Is that something that you feel like, you know, after having, you know, at that point you will have had three studio albums out, that there's kind of enough of a rapport with your fans, with the people listening, that, you know, those, you know, doing something like that maybe you'll be able to connect with them on that level or something?
I think it's more just about marketing. Like, we have enough material where these songs are just sitting there. So it's not like we're going to try to one-up our studio albums by putting a special, you know, demo album, but...
And as we were saying, too, it's kind of for our ears only with these demos, because it's not really for everyone in any way.
No. We might actually lose some fans.
Yeah, it's funny, you got it. Lots of, you know, bands get to that point where they're so, like, these guys are great. I mean, they could put out crap, and you'd be like, he recorded this in his bathroom? It's groundbreaking. I mean, I don't think we're quite there yet. We're still pretty self-conscious about what we record and what we... You know, somebody's paying money for it, so you really want to give them a quality product and not just a drunken minute and a half.
I think it would be a nice interlude, though, to, after the third album, to have something that we can just... You know, we can show like we haven't been just sitting around. We've been working hard at doing something, and then to put that out. And then, you know, we'll definitely make another studio album because
internet only free now.
And then there's always the challenge of trying to duplicate that live.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of live, do you guys have any big plans for the summer? Are you going to try to do any touring or anything like that, or just stick pretty much regionally, or?
Probably regionally. We trying to get to Louisville. We're
going to
play Louisville
in May. But, I think our goal this year, we started off the year.
Columbus.
In Columbus.
Yeah. January 1st.
Was the first day, and we told ourselves we were going to at least try to play out of the tri-state at least once a month, which hasn't really worked out. But we're in the, you know, developing an album right now stage, so we're really focused on that.
Well, and as the weather gets better,
yeah,
too.
Definitely yeah, definitely sucks.
Yeah, so you guys want to drive to Columbus, or do you want to just go work on the album today? We'll get there.
Well, tell me a little bit more about the album. Do you even have a title for it yet, for the one that's coming out this summer?
Yeah, we came up with something. I don't know if everybody agrees upon it, but it's called the Numinous. The Numinous is the name that we came up with.
Working title.
Okay.
It's kind of about just a way to explain what's kept us together throughout all these years.
the glue.
And for listeners who maybe didn't catch you guys the first time you were on here, let's back up and tell me a little bit about the history of Sohio.
Okay. Royce is great at this.
I'm the story.
Make it short and sweet.
VJ and I first found each other. Gosh, what was it? 2001? 2002? I don't know. I was, let's just get really deep. I was in a class with your brother at Miami Hamilton. And I went out. I went out and played with him. And then I liked you better. And then we started playing.
I really hope he's listening now.
And then,
this sounds like the long version.
Yeah, it is. And then, and then BJ and I played in a band together. And then we had to talk Mark into playing with us. He didn't like us.
I played keyboard.
Marcus played keyboard.
I wouldn't even sing.
Yeah, he didn't
we
like
stumbled
we
upon this traveling
troubadour.
And I was like, no, you're not using any of my songs.
Heavy in his Dylan stage.
I'll play keyboards, but yeah, I'll join the band. And we had to get rid of that the drummer in that band, and we immediately found Chavis. Because BJ knew him.
Yeah, I grew up with Evan and Chavis. Us three are a little younger than Pops and Pops.
Well, maybe back then.
Not much.
Well, back then we were younger. So yeah, I knew Chavis throughout high school. I mean, we'd always just jam at his house, just whatever nonsense we were listening to. So I knew a great drummer, and Evan, one of my best friends, plays guitar. Tall, lanky. You can play bass. Like bass player.
Perfect.
And amazingly,
he did
it. And it just, we were excited. And we just, like I said earlier, we just pumped out a lot of songs like right off the bat.
It took us about 2 years to play out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody'd be like, "Why aren't you guys playing?" It's like, "Cause we're not playing covers. We're playing our own songs."
You'll see.
It takes some time. And then a friend of ours went joined the Marines, and we played his going away party. It was our first show. And it was awesome. Yeah. And I think we started playing. The next show was the Elbows.
Oh wow!
In Dayton.
That was a good one. That was a real good.
We're
good
dating
set.
Ourselves. And then, then we took off from there. We played about all the bands, and we got robbed of first place.
Yeah, we did get robbed.
We're not biased or anything.
No.
No bias, of course.
And then it just took off. We started playing like crazy.
Yeah.
And then we made an album, and we came here.
Yeah. Having been a band, and it sounds like, you know, you guys are kind of your own little family, having been together for so many years, is it hard at all to keep the momentum going, or do you feel like you're just, you know, always inspired by each other to keep creating new music?
Oh, we hate each other.
No.
But really what's been nice with these demos is that I think it's really kept the creative juices flowing, and it's given us all something to focus on in between.
And participate in, too.
Yeah, and participate in between these songs that we're working on for the studio. So I think it brings us together in a way that us just sitting down and talking about things doesn't seem to happen that way.
Yeah.
So.
We can't just hang out. It's like we get there, like sit there, like...
So I said, did anybody book a show?
Just sort of record something. I mean, you want to talk?
Well, before we go any further, I think we should hear another track. This one is from Sohio's 2009 release, Impossible Hope, and it's called Lifeline. We're going to be back to talk more with the band and hear more live music, and we'll give you the details on how to see them right here in Yellow Springs on Friday night. Stay tuned.
On their way to the city, my dogs are barking, all the blisters they're crying, teaching my feet to fly, let my pain again fly. collide. I never knew the table would turn.
Ohio doing a track from their 2009 release. It's called Impossible Hope. We've got the band here in the studio with us. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Hello, hello. Well, before we get any further, let's give people a little information about how they can see you on Friday night. I know you're playing at Peaches right here in Yellow Springs.
Yeah, this
Yes. Oh, show.
Peaches Bar and Grill.
Peaches Bar and Grill with the Black Owls is our guest, our famous guest. And we're going to be giving away a little bit of free merchandise in the beginning to the first 15 to 20 souls that want to show up. Just posters, CDs, signed stuff. Phone numbers, something like that.
And so what time should people get there if they want to get all the goodies?
Ooh. I don't know.
Should have grabbed.
It's a really cool place, so we would recommend getting there around 9 or so.
Okay.
If not earlier, honestly, yeah. Because that free merch is going to fly off. Come
hang out with us.
Like hotcakes.
Yeah, just plan on making a night out of it. Because
come hang out with us.
We stay up here. Black Owls are awesome.
They'll be staying up here.
Some really good food, Peaches, and they have some good beverages.
Just clear your calendar and bring some
Don't
friends.
Worry about Kentucky Ohio State basketball game. It'll be on at Peaches.
Get a babysitter.
Oh, that's right, that's the plan.
Come on out.
So, yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to it.
Because the sound there is pretty incredible.
Great sound guy.
Great atmosphere.
They're really nice to us, and we've played up here a couple times, and all been good so far. So, glad to be back.
Excellent, excellent. So, check these guys out. It's Friday night at Peaches with the Black Owls. And do you guys have anything coming up after that? Or
We have April 8th. We're playing down in Cincinnati at the Motor Pub in Over the Rhine, which is another great venue.
Yeah.
Owned by a friend of ours. But we got that, and then we got, I think, the Derby weekend, which is May 6th or something. The Kentucky Derby, if anybody follows that.
We are getting pretty up there in Ohio right now.
Yeah. we're going to play there.
We'll be in Louisville, yeah.
Hopefully. And then it's pretty much open, kind of making sure that the record gets done so we can go ahead and get it out there to the people.
Excellent. And I understand you guys have some demos and things that you're sharing online.
Yeah, it's ohiomusic.com. You can there's actually a demo link you can click, and you can hear it right then and there.
Yep, listen to monthly updates.
It's not just instant gratification, though. You kind of got to surf around a little bit.
Yeah, you know, check out the site, find it.
Check out all that ballyhoo we were talking about earlier.
But it's fun. I try to keep it updated at least once a month, and I'm thinking about maybe doing like two songs or something every month because people are digging it and they want more. But I'm also thinking about putting like just the really really awful ones out there to see if they keep going.
Yeah, see if they bite.
Like,
that's the gauge.
That's my favorite one.
See how good you are.
Yeah.
It's the gauge.
Maybe put like one really not so great one, followed by one really good one to see if people hang on through the first one.
Well, that's pretty much how it goes.
We were going to put a comment box, but then we just didn't read that at all.
Keep it simple.
No.
But like, you know, we can't put everything. Well, I was thinking about it. Maybe we could put some of the more explicit stuff on there because it's a good way to get it out there, but. There's some kids out there that I don't know.
Do you guys find that being able to share stuff like this with your fans online, has that been helpful? Or
Yeah, I think it's great. I think hearing feedback from people who go on there and check it out really encourages us to keep doing it and to keep branching out and just to keep changing things and keeping it fresh and making it our own, keeping it our own, I guess. So
I'm not a mathematician, but I don't think we've been averaging anywhere near like an album a year. So it's like takes a couple of years for us to put the album together,
not
start
anymore.
To finish.
Not
so.
Anymore.
So we get tired of hearing today. When are you guys going to put the next one out?
Yeah, we could definitely do it if we had the funds. You know, we could put probably two or three albums out a year.
Hear that, investors?
Double disc. Out there. Double disc.
Easily. But I think the demos are it's a good way to people stay connected and they get to see the different sides that we have. You know, because like I said about some of the songs, is like you're not gonna want to play out live. And you're not gonna want to put it on like a studio album, even though the songs I think have been told that they're brilliant and they're like that's like a totally different direction that I'd never thought you guys would take. But it's like if that song was on an album, I would buy it. And I've heard like, you know, like the people that sell records tell me that. And I'm like, well, that makes me think that, okay, I should probably, you know, think about putting some of this stuff out.
Sort of like when Ryan Adams started releasing all his like metal stuff and his crazy rap music and all that.
Yeah. He's in raps too.
Yeah.
I think ours is even maybe a little more focused than Ryan's were. And that's not saying a lot.
Well, before we go back and hear some more live music, do you guys have anything else you want to share with our listeners? Anything else exciting coming up or... just that they should go see you at Peaches on Friday night because it's going to be an awesome show.
Oh, great show.
Definitely
oh.
do that.
Yeah.
we just want to say we love all our fans out there. And, you know, thanks for sticking with us and being patient from album to album.
Yeah, can't do it without you.
We appreciate it. But yeah, come see us at Peaches because it's going to be a great show.
If you say you're a real fan, I mean, you'll just be there, right?
Well, all right. I think we're going to get ready so we can hear some more live tunes. And while we do that, we're going to play another track from Money and Love. This one's called Skeleton Girl. This is Sohio. Check them out at Peaches on a Friday night. They're going to be playing with the Black Owls.
Jukebox playing a favorite song as I said you don't know what she's got in store. But she's a skeleton girl, been around the world, never sees the same things twice. Well, I just wish she'd have been a
Ohio with a track from Money and Love. their 2006 album. That was Skeleton Girl. You can check them out at Peaches on Friday night. They're going to be playing with the Black Owls, or you can just listen right now. We're going to have another live track from Sohio.
All right, this is called Strung Out Plateau.
That was Ohio, live in the WYSO studios. You can check them out Friday night. They're going to be playing at Peach's Grill right here in Yellow Springs, along with the Black Owls. Should be a really great show. And here in just a moment, we're going to hear another live track from these guys. You can also check out their albums. They've got two out so far, Impossible Hope and Money and Love, and a new one coming this summer. We'll let you know when that's available as well. Guys, are we ready for another live track?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Here's another live one from Sohio.
Give me a sign and I probably never see it. Never pay any attention. Give me a cry and I'll certainly leave it. Never wanted anything, but I always feel it's complicated. I always knew that I was waiting for the next. Probably up and lose it. Never could keep anything. Give me your wine and die. Definitely drink it. Straight minds can't face nothing. But I always feel it's complicated. I always knew that I was waiting. I always feel it's complicated. I always knew that I was waiting for the Big Bang. Complicated. I always feel that I was waiting. I always feel it's complicated. I always knew that I was waiting. I always feel it's complicated. I always knew that I was waiting for the Big Bang.
That was Sohio live in the WYSO studios. You can check them out Friday night at Peach's Grill along with the Black Owls. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you. This is a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You can check those guys out, like I said, Friday night, Peach's Grill right here in Yellow Springs. They are Sohio. Right now we're going to hear from the Flying Burrito Brothers. This is off of Gilded Palace of Sin, one of my favorites, Hot Burrito number 2 on Kaleidoscope.
Yes, you